Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Bernice Alexander Bennett, producer and host of Research at the National Archives and Beyond Blog Talk Radio. Well, this is a special interview this morning, and I'm pleased to bring Nicole Burley, anchor and reporter for ABC affiliate KTV in Omaha, Nebraska, on as she interviews me. So, Nicole Burley, you're on.
All right, Bernice. Well, thank you so much. We're going to turn the tables on you a little bit this morning. Instead of you asking the questions, I have the honor of asking you the questions.
Okay.
So I've known you for more than 10 years at this point, which is hard to believe in and of itself. So tell me, what made you get interested in genealogy?
Well, you know, Nicole, growing up and hearing a statement in my home that the women in the family were long livers, and I kept saying, what do they mean about long livers? But I actually had a grandmother to live to be almost 106 years old. And so you can imagine growing up with that kind of history sitting in front of you until the year 2000, she told me a lot. And so I felt that it was my responsibility to follow up on everything that I learned from her about the family history. And so that's how I got into the whole area of genealogy.
Okay, well, I know that you have, obviously, your knowledge has grown, you know, immensely now that you've been doing it. How many years have you been doing genealogy now?
Well, when I think about it, the very first discussion I had with someone about genealogy was in 1975, when I was asked to speak before a group of students about my family history. So that's a long time. That was even before the movie Roots came out.
Wow. Okay, so you started speaking about it, and it's kind of evolved. So talk about the whole evolution of what you do now, because now you're doing DNA testing. You have an immense family tree that you've discovered and unrooted. So just talk about, you know, the beginning to where you're at now in the study and the knowledge of genealogy itself.
Well, as I said, my beginning began with talking to my grandmother. And then I moved into this whole arena of verifying, you know, checking out what she told me. And I had a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to live in the Washington, D.C. area. And, of course, the National Archives is right here. And so my genealogy did not start as an internet experience. It actually started by going to the National Archives and going through microfilm and looking for my ancestors, specifically in the census. I also used the internet, which I felt was very valuable for me, to really learn and try to understand African American genealogy. And the one source that I had at that time was Afrogenius.com. Afrogenius pretty much opened the door for me because I wanted to learn about African-American genealogy, but also wanted to get a feel for what was genealogy, how can I trace my roots, and so I used that kind of as my launching pad to study African-American genealogy. And then I also joined the Afro-American Genealogy and Historical Society, and I attended a meeting in 2004 in Arkansas, and that was a great opportunity for me then to hear what other African-American genealogists were doing. And with that experience, it just continued to grow, and I continued to develop this strong, strong passion for research and analyzing and making sense, and that's where I am today. I am still at that point where my passion has not waned. The commitment is there, and I look at it as a lifelong experience and a life-changing experience.
Well, absolutely. That kind of just takes me right into the next question, because I know you spent more than 30 years in a completely unrelated career, and it's almost like you've started now at this point an entirely new career.
That's right. Well, you know, I said we have long livers, so my intent is to my intent is to be around for a long time. And yes, I did. I spent over 35 years in the field of public health. And in public health, I was very much engaged in community health and developing healthy communities, and came to the realization that when a community of people can love themselves, can understand their history, they can also support each other and making that community even healthier. And so it was an opportunity for me to work in domestic and international health. And I worked in international health for 10 years in the former Soviet Union and Central and Eastern Europe. And I can tell you that was definitely an interesting, interesting experience. To go into a community, let's say in Slovakia, and to talk to people about the assets in their community and what was positive. And, you know, they talked about history. They talked about family relationships. They talked about going through a common journey of change. And that's what, when you start looking at genealogy, you see some of the things, same things happening. There's history, there's change, there's family relationships, there's all kind of dynamics going on. And so you try to make sense out of this, you try to come up with the big picture.
Well, you know, that makes sense, because I don't know how many of your listeners know, you're from New Orleans, a city that has its own rich, rich, long history. So how do you think being from such a richly historical city has impacted your interest in genealogy?
Well, clearly, when I keep going, referencing back to my family history and listening to my grandmother, the history that I knew and grew up with was from Louisiana. And it was just a different culture. Our eating habits seemed to have been different from other people in other parts of the country. Even the speech pattern was very different. And so I grew up just having this kind of sense of we came from somewhere that was very strong, and our ancestors had a lot to do with what happened in Louisiana. And so I believe that my Louisiana roots are just a part of me, will always be a part of me. And, you know, I'm just prayed that the people who are going through the damages from Hurricane Isaac can recover and continue to move forward. And I know this is quite difficult for them right now.
Absolutely. Definitely thoughts and prayers with the people there. When it comes to genealogy, how important do you feel it is for people to know essentially where they come from?
I mean, that's kind of an interesting question, because where you come from could be your ancestral home, and where you come from could be just a very broad issue. But for me, I feel it's important for people to say, this is my identity. This is where I come from a family perspective. This is where I come from a geographic perspective. And this is what my people have contributed to the greater good of society in one way or the other. It just helps, I believe, to be able to share that with the family and throughout the community, if at all possible.
Well, talk to me just on more of an emotional level. How does it feel when you help somebody connect, or when you yourself make a connection, you know, from somebody that's, you know, far, far removed? I mean, I know that, you know, being an African American, you also, you know, your roots are European, Native American, I believe you told me Asian. So what does that feel like, just to make these connections? And we're all so much more connected than I think here in America we want to realize or appreciate sometimes.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, it's a very positive feeling to be able to talk about my African roots and to talk about the fact that my people came from a beautiful country, a strong country, and that they were unfortunately enslaved and taken away and brought to America. But they also are a part of the American history. A history that I believe needs to be shared, needs to be talked about, and so it does mean a lot to be able to celebrate who I am, and to also understand that yes, my mixture is quite common. It's what most African Americans will find when they take a DNA test, that many of them will not be 100% African. And so it helps to understand that things did happen over the years, if you will, during the time when enslaved Africans were brought to America, and some of them did have mixtures with other ethnic groups.
So talk to me about some of the things that you found. Let's just get personal, Bernice. What have you found in your family tree, in your family history? Have you had any surprises yourself that you've learned?
Well, and you know, one of the things that I did not expect when I started my research, you always kind of say, okay, I had people in my family who were enslaved, but I really had not been able to find them. But when I started a journey, and this was a journey to find the ancestry of my paternal grandmother, of whom I never knew. I had this gorgeous portrait. She died at a young age. I did not know that side of the family, my father's side of the family. Began this journey to trace my roots. Went through Afrogenius, connected with somebody through the surname list. Found out that my grandmother had a brother. That's surprise number one. And then together, my newfound cousins, we then went on this journey to the point where we did find our ancestor enslaved, our great-great-grandfather and great-great-grandmother. And that was a surprise. More importantly, the surprise came when the slave owner descendant provided us with the information. So if you could imagine going on that kind of journey, it was some journey. And to see my ancestor's name in a document where he was sold for $268, that was some emotional experience.
I can't even imagine. Now, Bernice, how far have you been able to go back in your family tree?
1815 is as far back as I can go right now.
Okay. And now why is that? What at 1815, what is it, just the records aren't there, or?
It requires a great deal of research. It requires a great deal of digging. And one of the reasons I call my show Research at the National Archives and Beyond is because sometimes the documents are not always at the National Archives. You have to go to the ancestral home. You have to start asking questions. You have to, you know, connect with your historical society where they may have additional information, and go to the state societies and the state archives. And so with that, I am constantly doing research. I'm constantly looking and turning over documents and reading and verifying, because you have to have several sources. You can't just take one source and say, oh, that's my ancestor. No, you have to look at a lot of different sources. And so that's the difficulty, that I have not been able to find all of the documentation that I need to explicitly say, yes, this is my ancestor. So that's why I have only been able to get to 1815.
Well, I mean, and by no means am I trying to, you know, to lessen that, because 1815 is amazing. But I have to tell you, you know, this sounds intimidating. So let's say someone is listening to this and, you know, that you've piqued their interest, but it seems intimidating to know how to even get started. What is your advice to someone on how to get started and how to start, you know, digging up their family history?
Well, I like to say to people, start with the known. What do you know? And if you can write down, what do you know about your family? Just write it down. Now, I have spoken to some people, and they've said, I know nothing. No one has ever told me anything. Well, sometimes it's not what they've told you, but it's what you've experienced. Did you go to church? Did they go to church? Were they members of this church for a long time? What about the community they lived in? What happened in that community? You know, just start thinking about everything you need to think about. And if you can't think of any parents' names, what kind of friends did they have? Who were their friends? Who came to the house all the time? What kind of events did you all participate in? Just to get people to just start thinking that, oh, I do know something. You know, I thought I didn't, but I do know something. But then try to construct, if you will, a family tree. Mama's name, daddy's name, grandma's name, grandpa's name, and keep doing it until you can't do it anymore. And talk to the oldest living relative in the family. Get as much information as you can from family members, because someone is going to know something. And so that's what I would tell people. Start with the known. Find out, ask yourself, what do I know? And then when you get to the point where you have exhausted as much as you can, start looking at records. Start looking at the obituaries, because there's information in the obituaries about family members. Start gathering marriage records, death certificates, as much as you can find in that house, baptismal records. And, Nicole, I want to tell you something interesting that happened with me. I went to New Orleans for one of my high school reunions. Now, this was before Hurricane Katrina. And my mother had just all kinds of papers and documents. She even had the old family Bible. And I said to her, let me take this information. I will return it. I just need you to give it to me right now. I'm going to go home. I'm going to catalog everything. I'm going to take pictures, make copies, and I'm going to give it back. Well, by August 28, 29, Hurricane Katrina, everything was destroyed. The home was destroyed. But guess who had all the documents? I did.
Oh, my goodness. That was a blessing.
It was a blessing, and I believe that it was meant to be. I really believe that.
I believe, I mean, because had that been destroyed, I mean, that would have been so much history gone.
It would have been so much.
Because you think about all the families that unfortunately didn't have someone to take that.
That's right, and they lost a lot. They really did. So you think about documents that you have right now. Just think about the recent disaster. Think about documents you have right now. If a disaster occurred today, what would you lose?
Mm-hmm.
If you can say, I will lose everything, start right now working on a plan. Get that information, copy it, put it in the cloud somewhere, give it to other family members, but don't have the one and only document, the one and only document in your house. Because once you lose it, that's history lost that will never be recovered.
Well, Bernice, talk to me. Yeah, I know you're doing your radio show. You do so much research. I mean, this thing has really grown. Do you have an ultimate goal, or is this the goal? Do you want it to just continue to grow? Talk to me about that.
Well, my ultimate, I will have a book coming out. And this book is going to represent the life experiences of my ancestors. And so, I mean, I've been talking to this writer coach, and basically she said, stop researching and start writing. And
yes.
So I have a lot of little short stories, and my goal, though, is to have all of my history, all of my experiences put in a book to share with others. And the goal of sharing is to motivate, encourage, to say you can do it, you can do it. And so that's my ultimate goal.
Well, Bernice, I know you've had close to 20,000 listeners. So when can your listeners expect this book to be out? Lots of people want to read it.
My goal, okay, now I'm saying this. If I say it, I claim it. My goal is to have this book out by springtime.
Oh, my goodness, spring of 2013?
2013.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I know we're winding down. I know we only have about 5 minutes left. Now, in that time, you know, is there anything else that you want to add, anything else you want to talk about that we haven't had a chance to cover?
Well, I just want to talk about my Blog Talk radio show. And this
okay.
is a show that I've been hosting now since November. And I give a lot of credit to Antoinette Harrell from Nurturing Our Roots, because Antoinette Harrell was the person who encouraged me. She knew that I was really interested in hosting a radio show, and she said, "Look, Bernice, why don't you try it out? Test it out with me and see if this is something that you want to do." And close to, I would say, October, we did it for about four weeks. And close to October, I said, you know what, I'm ready to launch this on my own. But I give her so much credit, and I respect her so much, because she believes in the family, she believes in the community, and she believes in Louisiana. And she was my first Louisiana researcher to connect with me in the courthouse in St. Helena Parish, Louisiana. So I give so much to her. Also to Afrogenius.com, as I mentioned. But my show, I'd like to the listeners to understand that this show has a multicultural perspective. I try to bring on guests that perhaps people would not see them at a conference, but that they have a voice and they have excellent research skills and they are great storytellers. And so I try to expose people just through the range of speakers. You know, last week we talked about a record group at the National Archives. Another speaker may talk about what's available in a state. Another speaker may give a story. You know, I had one speaker who spoke about oral history. So the opportunity to hear that variety and to hear speakers from all over come on and freely give their voice to listeners so that it can motivate them. Thing is, if you can take one lesson away, I always say I want people to come on, listen, learn, and take action. And if that action is motivated by something you have heard on Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio, that's the message that I want to get across to everyone.
That is fabulous. And I know that this truly is a labor of love, correct, Bernice? Because you fund this yourself currently, correct?
Yes, it is supported. It is supported by me, and I do have the wonderful support of AfroGenius.com.
So, Tashma, I know you mentioned conferences. So if someone is listening, what are some conferences or just other pieces of research or maybe just some helpful tools that they could use to maybe get started?
Well, there's a whole calendar and a whole plethora of conferences that are going on, plus webinars. But the Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Society is having a conference in Greensboro, North Carolina. There's the International Black Genealogy Summit that's going to be in Salt Lake City. Of course, the Federation of Genealogy just had their conference in Birmingham. There's the National Genealogical Society that's going to be in Las Vegas in May, and Roots Tech. And then there's just webinars, wonderful, wonderful webinars that are coming on.
And, of course, one last plug for your own show, which is on Thursday night, correct?
That's right, Thursday night at 9 o'clock.
All right. Well,
All right.
Bernice, is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, if anyone is interested in being on the show, I would encourage them to send me an email at jeannieb4@verizon.net. That's jeannieb4@verizon.net. You could also check out my website, which is www.jeanniebroots.com. And so please check out my website. Those of you who need help and support, you can go to my website and see what services I have to offer.
All right. Well, Bernice, it was a pleasure having the opportunity to interview you this morning, and I thank you for allowing me to do so.
Well, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.